Hey, greetings everybody on a cold and rainy day. I am here with
Sister Amen.
And we're coming to you from the Gospel Van right here in our studio in the front seats. And we want to bring your audio edification today. And it was a cold, rainy day today. Well, what do you want? It's the middle of November.
Oh, right.
Headed towards the end of November.
Yeah, temps are going to drop now. We've had such awesome weather. It's going to get into typical fall weather now.
So we stayed at a truck stop last night. And then we like this truck stop where we stay. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Nice, and it's pretty quiet for a truck stop. One of those quiet truck stops. It's not real busy.
Yeah, it's because the trucks are like quite a ways away unless they get busy and park right behind you in the middle of the night.
We get to park pretty far away from them, so that's awesome.
Yeah.
I met the brothers this morning at a marketplace, and we hung out for a while. We were all working on some studies, and then they went off to go do their thing. They had to go do some shopping at a Dent & Bent discount. And Sister Amma and I went and did something we don't do very often, but today we did it. Went to the laundromat.
Yeah, we did.
Because we had some big stuff.
Yeah, we do it here and there. And it is a little bit difficult when it gets colder and wet out, because clothes don't dry and it's hard to keep up on clothing. So you just kind of let it build up and every so often go in there and wash a whole load. And then today I tore the bed apart and changed the sheets and stuff.
So that was awesome. And you got to bless the lady that works at the laundromat.
Yeah, I did. I was going to share on that. So we went in there, and since we don't use laundromats very often, they get these newer, bigger machines and stuff. And you don't know how much you can shove in there, and you're afraid to, like, your mind says don't overpack things because it ain't going to work.
Yeah.
You know, but she comes over. She's really nice. She knows who we are. We're in every time we pop it or come through the town, and she goes, oh, you can take both of those and shove them all in one. And I said,
she even helped you.
Yeah, I said, it's jammed pretty good. She goes, oh, you wait, you'll see. You could have almost put more in there. And so she saved me some money.
Yeah.
Which was nice because their dryer prices went up a little bit. But that's okay. We like to give small local businesses our business. And then, so I'd already given her a gospel card quite a while ago, and her coworker, and I even wrote a note to the owner and thanked them for doing such a good job there and having good employees.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was able to bless her with a gift and thanked her for all her help, and she was thankful for
that. She was thankful. So that was awesome. So that was a good thing we had to do. And then we got to a place where we had some good internet, and we spent the rest of the day, since it was a cold, rainy day, nothing else to do outside, we spent our day uploading. We were four preaches behind, basically. Actually, five, but we got them all done. We had a Christbaum Fest at a Lutheran church. We had a preach at Cold Camp, Missouri, a street preach. We had a Catholic church, and we had the First Baptist, and then we had a local, we had flying signs in Jefferson City. So five preaches went up. You can check them out at the witnessing videos or at the street preach area. Those are brand new, and the links are up at the top.
And out of those five, just a random question, which one did you, can I say the word enjoy, or what can I say about that? Which one did you appreciate doing the most?
I kind of like the Cold Camp street preach.
Yeah, that was mine too.
I kind of like that because we were just, I like standing on a busy street corner and all kinds of people coming by. And I like the church preaches too, but those are a little bit more controversial. I get it. We're there to stand against them. But in the street, we just get to lift up Christ. And then, it still ends up people saying, I got it, I got it. And then you got to tell them the truth that they don't have it. But probably the street preach. Although I also like just standing and flying gospel signs and making some videos and audios out there. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I like it all. How about you?
Yeah, I was going to say, being out on the street, when we're there, we're just like already there and people got to go by us.
Right.
As opposed to us coming by people that are already doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all good, but these going out on the streets and flying signs, and even if it's busy, like a busy tourist area or whatever, it's just kind of like a laid back, more calm. Even it could get controversial, but it's, I don't know, it's something kind of a little more peaceful, maybe.
The thing in the streets is people are so it's so foreign to people because they don't think that biblically street preaching is biblical. Biblical street preaching is biblical. They think that it should be done in a church building and whoever wants to go there. They don't understand the word preach means public crier, and the Lord told us to go out into the highways and the hedges, go out and invite people in, go out and take the gospel to the world. So we go out in the street because we can't reach these people any other way. Well, we try online. We go to the religious buildings and we go out in the world. What else can we do?
I mean, I think we're doing everything.
Yeah, we do everything we can. So people think it's foreign and they call the police on you. They get mad. But for the most part, it's mostly people ignoring it. And then you get some people that say they got it. And then we get a few seekers out there. And that's really what we expect.
Yeah.
So I think we're doing our... If our message was greatly embraced by many, we'd have the wrong message.
Oh, we'd stop and step back and try to figure out what we're doing wrong.
So the Lord told us that very few were going to come and that we would be hated. So we don't go to be hated, but we just tell the truth and it just naturally happens.
Yep.
Yeah. Real quick, want to praise the Lord. My cut that I had on my hand, which was really bad on my knuckle, over the whole week, Sister Amon's been taking good care of it for me, and it has really healed up well. And I'm just thanking God that I didn't have an infected hand or anything like that. So.
Oh, I know.
Being thankful. The Bible talks about being thankful. I think thankfulness goes a long way to help you in this Christian faith to not get burdened down by the world, not get depressed by all the sin and all the false religion. Be thankful to God for what He is doing and what you have.
Amen.
Yeah. So I wanted to be thankful for that. One other thought. We have a young brother that is adjusting his sleep schedule. This is strange. Most people don't do this. He's going to work a third shift job where he's going to be working 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., 12-hour shifts. That is truly a graveyard shift. And so he's got to change his schedule, and then they work like 2 days on, 3 days off, 3 days on, 2 days off. So it's like you're going to have a bunch of free time in the middle of the night when everybody else is sleeping. So he's going to have a lot of study time. He's going to have a lot of time to think and pray and all that. But he's just working on adjusting his schedule. And it made me think a lot about sleep. Sleep is just, I always talk about this. Sleep is like a resurrection every day. We go down, we lay down, we're like dead, basically. The Bible uses the word sleep and die almost interchangeably.
Yeah.
And then we rise. It's like a resurrection. So God has like a resurrection and death happening every day with us. So it's kind of interesting what he has to do. Any thoughts on that, Sister Amon? I've worked some of those schedules. I know it's not easy, but it is a good flesh killer.
I was just going to say, number one, it's a flesh killer. And number two, most people who work a third shift work like a straight 8-5,
right.
8 hours a day, 5 days a week, and then they got two off. And so it's like they can kind of get in the pattern. But when you got 3 and 2, 2 and 3,
yeah,
you're really going to do some good flesh killing there. And you know what? That's really good for the Christian walk. No matter what kind of flesh killing you have to do. It's
and good for
beneficial.
Young people. They don't have a lot of experience for them to learn, yeah, I can do this. I can kill my flesh. And I was encouraging him today. It's only for a season. If I told him, you got to do this job for the next 45 years, that'd be pretty depressing.
Yeah.
But you tell him it's only for a season and it won't last. You'll be doing something different shift. Makes it easier. So
and you said it right. For the young people, it's good to have to go through hardships, hard work.
Oh, yeah.
I know I've worked double shifts and sometimes 2.5 at a time.
Yep.
Hardly any sleep, rotating schedules, raising children. And so all of those build a lot of character, experience, knowledge, and it's just good for everybody because having an easy life, well, what did Jesus say about the kings and the soft raiment? And
King's Danish.
Yeah, we got to be careful about wanting a soft life. It'll make you soft.
Yeah.
So working hard is good for men and women.
Yep, so that's going to raise him up and help him kill his flesh and raise him up in the spirit, and he's doing really good at that. So, I have a teaching coming tomorrow. This was interesting. Brothers and I were talking about, like, we hug each other when we see each other. It's kind of like the holy kiss back then. We do, like, the holy hug. We hug each other. And the brother said, hey, I want to give Sister Amon the right hand of fellowship, or right hand, a handshake. And I said, that's absolutely appropriate. So Sister Amon walked in today and shook each of the brother's hands. And it got me thinking about doing a teaching, and I called it the right hand theology. And I take through the scriptures and talk about how the right hand, how important it is in the Bible. So I'll have that teaching coming tomorrow.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting how, I can read one of the verses. Let me pull it up here.
Nice.
How the Bible talks about right hand. Here's one. Is it Leviticus? Leviticus 14:25. So the right hand comes up a lot. And he shall kill the lamb of the trespass offering, and the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, put it upon the tip of his right ear of him that is cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. So we see a right side. That's what I'm calling it, the right-hand theology or the right theology, because the word right and left are very different in the scripture. So when that teaching comes across, I think it will edify everybody greatly. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. So what's on your mind today, Sister Amen?
Well, to be honest with you, it's a little bit tighter today. I have lots and lots on there, but a lot of it went into uploading the post.
Oh, yeah, you worked hard on all that.
All kinds of things. I've been making a lot of notes and stuff. Us sisters are going to be looking at doing some audio recordings to put up on the website. So we've been kind of talking about a few topics. Those should be coming in the near future. Hopefully, yeah. Lord willing, we get those days.
That's awesome.
Hey, I mentioned that thermal cooker I got the other, or that I found, that I dug out the other day. Yeah, I made some thermal rice soup in it.
That was good.
And, yeah, one thing, if you don't time it out right, it can turn a little bit soft if you let it sit too long. But it's really good anyway. You know, sometimes soup tastes better when it's all melded together like that. But, yeah, so that was some Titus 2. I just did a whole bunch of, like, organizing and all kinds of, it was, for me, it was a lot of Titus 2 and online day today, which is all really good works.
I don't think you've talked about your new thing.
My new thing?
Your new thing.
I don't know. I'm trying to think what's my new thing.
I'm testing you. I'm challenging you. You got a new thing.
Okay, I'm thinking real fast what my new thing is.
I'm going to give her a tip. Ready?
Like super slow.
I'm going to make a hand motion. I'm going to give her a tip.
Oh.
I was dipping my hand in something.
My food, Oh, this is funny. I was thinking about simple, easy snacks or additions to food, you know, with more people and stuff. And so I was thinking about a food processor making some dips with crackers, healthy different ones. And so I told Brother Tupos, it was like late at night, a half hour before the store would close. And I said, hey, I was thinking about getting one. I said, kind of want to go see what they're like in there. He goes,
you got up and ran in there.
Yeah, he told me, go for it. So I did, and I found a really inexpensive one. It's a real small one. So in order to do like one can of, what do you call them?
Garbanzo beans.
I have to do it in two.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of small, but it works good because it's not taking up a lot of space.
Yeah, so that was good.
Simple and cheap. Yeah, simple things I can do for us and for anybody else.
Just another addition to the Titus 2 kitchen.
Yeah, lots and lots of Titus 2 that goes on here in times and seasons. Yeah.
Hey, today I saw a guy on one of the forums I watch for. Actually, there's a van dwelling forum I watch because our brother and sister is gone into van life, and we get some tips from him, and I pass them on to people. Anyway, I saw a guy talking about his church on there, so I private messaged him. He said, yeah, I want to talk about the things of God. Yeah, it lasted like one message. He gave me a false gospel, and when I corrected him about his church and just asked him to go a little bit deeper, he basically said, we don't believe in legalism, and blocked me in within about 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes, just blocked me. And it just made me think it's the same thing we see all the time. They don't have the truth. They don't love the truth. They don't love other people, and they just run in the darkness. The internet, boy, I'll tell you what, Satan really has his way. The internet creates such a false placebo. All these people with their widescreen TVs and their telecasts, but when you start talking about doctrine and truth, block, block, block. They can't block me when I'm in person standing in front of their church.
That's right.
That's why we like going out and doing that, because they can't get rid of us. We're legal, we're peaceful, and they just have to put up with us as we preach. And that's why we go and preach. Yeah, we're on the internet too, and we expose people on the internet. But anyway, I thought that was interesting. One of his favorite teacher, I won't even mention his name, is a major famous heretic, and I just warned him about him. He got mad. Boop, gone. Partiality.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, that's pretty common. We see that all the time.
Yeah, they have their reward today.
Yeah. Yeah, amen. And, yeah, he slandered us saying we're legalists and all that kind of stuff, but whatever. That's how it works.
We hear that all the time. Yeah. We rejoice.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Tomorrow, last thought I had before I have a scripture, tomorrow we meet a family that finally is our brother and sister and their two kids, young kids, are coming down from Canada. They're going to spend the winter traveling and preaching with us, and tomorrow we get to meet them, Lord willing, and they got a long drive to make get
what
here.
What are you
going to
do?
And we're going to cook out in the park, and we're all going to gather. It's going to be cold. Everybody's going to better bundle up. We're going to be outside in the park cooking on fire and just get to meet that way. So it'll be like a kind of like a biblical setting. We're all going to be outside cooking over fire.
In the elements.
Yeah, out in the elements, yeah. And so we'll be doing that. So we're looking forward to finally getting to meet them. We've known them for about 3 years. We've had a lot of ups and downs with them. But yeah. Things have been going really great, and they really love the Lord, and they want to travel and preach, so we're looking forward to getting to meet them face-to-face.
Yeah, and they've been seeing some of God's creation in their travels.
Yeah, traveling from Calgary.
Montana, Wyoming, yep. South Dakota, then it'll be down into Missouri, and then more. Yeah. So they'll be able to see it. Brother Tupos and I, we've been all over this country, even before we were in Christ and van dwelling, so we kind of know the country pretty well, except a couple certain areas.
Yeah, being all over America is kind of like being all over a whole bunch of countries because it's so big. Because our states are as big as some countries.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different cultures within, you know.
So we're looking forward to meeting them tomorrow. Yeah.
That's going to be good.
You got scripture verse for us today, Sister Amin?
I do have that. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
I like that, blameless. Yeah, we're supposed to strive for that.
And I like that, The whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless.
Yeah, that man I reached out to, I tried to tell him about that, being perfect, being blameless, and he said, we can't be, Christ is, we don't have to worry about that. They don't even try for the Lord. They just believe a false theology that they have nothing to do, and it's all done by him, and that just is not what the covenant's all about.
No, huh?
Yeah, that's a great verse. I have a verse 8. It talks about right hand. Revelation 1:17-19. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet. This is John the Revelator talking about it. We're going to be studying the book of Revelation verse by verse. I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me. There's that right hand, saying unto me, fear not. I love this. I am the first and the last. I am that liveth and was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. Write these things which thou hast seen, and the things which thou are, and the things which shall be hereafter. I love that.
Uh-huh.
He fell down like dead, and he put his right hand on him and said, no, rise up. I love that. So, yeah, I'm going to have that study on the right hand theology, and I guess that's what we have for you today. Anything else, Sister Amin?
Much love and sister hugs and right hand of fellowship to the brothers.
Right hand of fellowship. Amen.
And praises to God for everybody, and hope you're all striving on.
Amen. Let us know how we can help you in that, and we praise God for all the people we know that are on the right path.
Yeah.
Striving for the kingdom of God. We hope that's you today.
Yeah.
All right. Till next time, Lord lets us come again. We love you all with a fervent love.
May God be praised.